Greetings, everyone, and thanks for joining me for this edition of our Sunday School Preview. This Sunday's lesson is entitled Solomon's Dedication Prayer and is found in 1 Kings chapter 8, verses 22 through 30 and 52 through 53. Today's lesson is a continuation of the account of what Solomon did and said at the dedication of the temple. While the previous two lessons focused on the moving and the placing of the Ark of the Covenant inside the temple, and the other on Solomon's address to the congregation at the dedication, this lesson is the account of what Solomon prayed to the Lord at the dedication. Solomon stretched forth his hands toward heaven so that everyone could see and called on the name of the Lord. He acknowledged the uniqueness of the Lord, who is a covenant keeper with those who keep his covenant. He affirmed that the Lord had kept his promise to his father and servant David in the building of this temple and allowing him to sit on his throne. He asked that God will continue to allow David's descendants to sit upon this throne as he promised, if they will walk in his ways. As far as God inhabiting the temple, Solomon acknowledges that even the heavens' heaven cannot contain him, much less this building. But he does ask that God takes notice of the temple, and not only his prayer, but also those who pray in it and towards it, because his name is there, and because Israel is his chosen. And he asks that when he hears, that he will be merciful and forgiving. These are some of the things we can take away from this lesson. Our God is uniquely God. There is none else like him. Even the heavens' heaven cannot contain him. Yet he is able to be attentive to our prayers and hear us when we pray. Also, God is a covenant-keeping God. A covenant is a promise or an agreement between two parties. Covenants depend upon both parties upholding what they promised to do to be honored and fulfilled. Solomon reminds us that God is a God of if, meaning if we do something, God will do something. Too many times today, people seem to forget that the promises of God are dependent upon them fulfilling their part of the covenant. Covenant fulfillment on our part is not just about what we say or what we think, but it's more about what we do. The promise to have a man to sit on the throne was contingent on what they do and not just on who they were. And lastly, we can take away from this lesson that we too are special and chosen. Solomon made mention of the fact that God chose Israel. They did not choose him for an inheritance. Those who follow Jesus Christ are God's inheritance and chosen by him for that purpose. We should never forget nor lose sight of the special relationship we have with God, no matter what we do or what may happen. He loves us and wants to give us the kingdom. Therefore, we must reject him in order for him to reject us. Well, I hope you will attend Sunday school this coming Sunday and share your thoughts with your class. If you have any comments or questions, be sure to place them in the comment section of this preview. So until next time, remember to fear God and keep his commandments.